It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev, found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Fellman. The new Batman movie came out yesterday, Mike, The Dark Knight. Great, great movie. Excellent. Saw it yesterday. Loved it. Saw it at the Arclight in Sherman Oaks. Obviously, Heath Ledger starred as the Joker, and there's been a lot of buzz about his performance. And really, it's probably his best performance ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just portrayed the Joker so vividly, really got into the craziness of the character. And obviously, there's been a lot more buzz because he tragically died shortly after the film. Very sad story indeed. And so, because of that, we really have to bring up the question, was he a closet gay?
Interesting.
Now, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going with this, Mike. Now, consider what we know.
Okay.
He was dating Michelle Williams of, yes, of Dawson's Creek, yes, fame. Very voluptuous, you know, nice breasts, good curves, and so forth. She had a kid with Michelle Williams, which means they had sex.
Yes, it does.
You with me so far?
Yes, it does.
He breaks up with Michelle Williams.
Right.
Then he starts dating one of the Olsen twins. I believe it was Mary-Kate, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
it doesn't really matter.
It's easy to confuse them.
Yeah, really. They're twins. They're right. Both really skinny. No bodies to speak of. And then he accidentally dies. To me, it's a classic example of closet gay. What are your thoughts?
Oh, excuse me. No question. I mean, If you looked up closet gay in the dictionary right here, you would see that scenario just laid out,
and
right?
Let me be very clear. It's nothing wrong with it.
Excuse me.
Nothing wrong
with
being closet gay.
No.
I'm just throwing it out there. Was he?
I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, it's interesting. I mean, he apparently died, right, because of an overdose,
right?
Like an accidental overdose.
Correct.
And everyone's saying it's because of how much he had to get into the character of the Joker and how he stared into the abyss and entered the abyss. No, he was a closet gay.
I think so.
And that's what it was.
I think so.
And he couldn't handle it.
And again, I want to be very clear.
Yeah.
If he was, that's okay.
Oh, perfectly fine.
Mike and Nev are not gay.
No.
Mike and Nev are straight, as we point out on just about every single podcast.
Right.
But Michelle Williams to one of the Olsen twins, and then he dies.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you know, what I will say in his defense, and, you know, I mean, not really defending him, just as a straight man, if I went to one of the Olsen twins, I don't know. I might get a little depressed, too.
I might, yeah.
But.
And who knows where that will lead.
True.
It definitely, if nothing else, it led to a great performance as a Joker in The Dark Knight.
And in a way, that's all that matters.
Really. And also, Heath Ledger, we will miss you.
Yes.
Moving on. This has been going on for a couple weeks now. Alex Rodriguez, the New York Yankees star, signs his $300 million contract. One of the richest athletes in professional sports, recently linked to Madonna. Now, A-Rod and his wife recently filed for divorce.
Right.
There's been rumors of Madonna and problems with her husband. Madonna was rumors of visiting A-Rod's apartment and so forth. So I want to take two sides here.
Okay.
First, for A-Rod, on his side. Why Madonna? I mean, she's near... Now, Madonna is Madonna. There's no getting around that. She's a legend. So, you know, for most people, being with Madonna, having sex with Madonna, is huge as far as your status. But when you're Alex Rodriguez and you don't need such a boost, what's the appeal of having sex with someone who's nearing 50? I don't care how good she looks.
Absolutely. It's a weird thing. I mean, Madonna, you know, she's into the whole Kabbalah thing, you know.
Which I've never understood.
Well, no one understands that. But maybe, you know, maybe A-Rod, you know, maybe A-Rod has some ties to that we don't know about. I don't
Possible.
Know. You know, who knows. But, you know, it's Madonna. I mean,
she was
sexy in the 80s.
In the 80s, and that's 25 years ago.
I mean, what I'll say here is, I don't think we're going to get a lot of sense out of this.
That's true.
A lot of logic.
Well, and it leads in right to the second part of this argument. Well, if you're Madonna, and this I can understand to an extent why A-Rod. Now, some people would say, well, you know, Madonna, because she's older, the fact that she can still land one of the hottest professional athletes in sports, both, you know, I'll say in looks and obviously in money, you know, that's a real feather in her cap.
Sure.
But that said, because you're Madonna and you can get almost any man you want, why do you want a jock?
Yeah, no, this is true. I mean, you know, the thing with her is Guy Ritchie, right? I mean, I think everyone, when her and Guy Ritchie married, not the greatest catch of all time.
You kind of knew where it was going.
Kind of weird. I mean, I'm shocked it's lasted as long as it has,
True.
To be honest with you.
True.
And, you know, the thing is, A-Rod is about as different of an individual as Guy Ritchie could, you know, from Guy Ritchie as he could be.
It's kind of wild. It is your closet case. Your closet case, you know, something different, something exciting, and there you go. It doesn't get more exciting than
you know, all. I mean, what I have to say to this is, if they're happy, all power to them. I've got to say is I just read an article, and, you know, this is the important reading that we do here for Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Apparently, A-Rod threw a party, you know, for his Yankees friends. Not only did no Yankees show up, but Madonna didn't show up.
There's a message there.
That's harsh.
That is very, very harsh.
Yeah.
Moving on, and we're talking about pro athletes and celebrities, leads us right into celebrity baby names. Now, we were talking about this earlier. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie just welcomed twins into the world. One of them was named Knox. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban welcomed a child into the world. They named their kid Sunday. Jessica Alba recently had a kid. They named it Honor. Soleil Moon Frye of Punky Brewster fame named their kid Jagger.
We've got the Zappas, Dweezil, and Amit.
And you mentioned Nicolas Cage a few years back. What was it?
Kal-El. The father of Superman.
Oh, Lord.
Kal-El.
What? Why do celebrities do this? I never understood it. I mean, it's like you want your child to stand out into the spotlight. Having a kid. Isn't that enough?
I know. You know, the thing is, okay, if you're just like an average Joe, like you and I are right now, right? You know, like naming your kid something weird, okay. You know, okay, it's not the greatest idea, but, you know,
it affects us in our own little circle.
Yes, right. But if you are, you know, say, Nicole Kidman, and you name your kid Sunday, something's going on.
And don't forget, not only Nicole Kidman, but Keith Urban as well. And with Brad Pitt and Jolene, these are superstar couples. One superstar is bad enough, but when it's a couple...
I mean, these kids are going to be subjected to enough craziness in their lives, right? To be named Sunday and Honor and Kal-El.
And here's the sad thing. Sunday is one of the more normal names on this list.
Absolutely. You know, Frank Zappa, we already mentioned Dweezil and Amit. I just remembered his daughter's name. Moon Unit.
Oh, Lord.
Moon Unit.
Oh, Lord.
Her middle name is Unit.
Wow.
What's going on, people?
I don't know. And
what is
she's
this?
Probably in therapy right now.
Well, I think she's handled it. But, you know.
Has she?
But
I hope
she's
so.
She's Zappa.
So that's true.
But anyways, you know what? Like, okay, celebrities, stop it.
Please.
Please. I mean, you know, all you're doing is encouraging other people to name their kids random things.
The next superstar that comes along and you're having a kid, stop the trend. Name it Jim, Sam, Jessica.
What's wrong? Honestly, people, Nick, okay, I'm going to call you Nick. I don't know you personally, but Nick Cage. Jim Cage is a great name.
It rolls off the tongue.
There's no problem.
It's strong. It's manly.
There's no problem.
It works.
What's up?
It works for me. I like it.
You know, also, we haven't thought about this. What's up with the moms in this situation? Are they cool with, like, naming their... Like, with Kal-El? Was she cool with that?
That's a good question.
Like, what's up with that? I mean, I guess Nicole Kidman named her kid Sunday.
And you gotta think Soleil Moon Frye was okay with naming their kid Jagger.
I guess so.
I think the moms are involved here. I do.
Maybe they're the primary people.
You know what? That's what I was thinking as well. Well... There's nothing more to say.
No, there's not.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. One, leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or send us an email at mikeandnev@yahoo.com. If we like your letter or we feel that we could embarrass you and increase our popularity at the same time, we will read it on the air. And Mike, this week's letter comes from Kim in Anaheim. Now, Kim was listening to our 4th of July podcast.
Oh, that was a very special podcast.
It was a national holiday, and we were talking a lot about a lot of American topics. You know, would we have been okay being better off with the British? We talked about taxes. And we also talked about the national anthem and how when it comes to the Star Spangled Banner, everybody wants to sing it differently. They want to give their own little spin on it, and we were questioning why. And Kim had some thoughts about this, and she writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, if you're feeling American, why not sing to your heart's content, however you want? It's the message of singing, not how you sing it. P.S. I personally have not sang the anthem since the day I graduated high school." And it's signed, Kim in Anaheim. Now, Mike, I was with Kim at first. I was rolling with the letter. I'm like, okay, you know, you feel it in your heart, go with it. Yep. And then she adds, oh, by the way, I have not sang the song since high school.
Yeah,
and to me, she just lost all credibility.
Well, you know, Also, high school is one word, apparently.
That's true. I did not notice that until you pointed out. She spelled high school one word.
You know, it's okay. I mean, I understand. But well, you know, have you sang the anthem?
No, and I
since
not,
you graduated high school?
I don't think I've sang it since I graduated middle school.
Yeah,
but I admit that. But if
I did, here's the thing.
I'm not saying, it's patriotic. I'm saying the opposite. I'm just saying sing it the right way.
Yeah.
I freely admit that I haven't sung the song.
Right. Yeah, no, you know, I don't know. You know, national anthems are strange to me. You know, I mean, I understand the need to be patriotic. I understand the need to get into the whole thing. But it's like, guys, come on. You know, it's a song, right? It just because you can sing it doesn't mean that, you know, you're American necessarily. Mm. Like, I've got a friend who sings it beautifully. He's totally Australian.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And does he sing it the quote-unquote proper way? Or does he put his own little spin on it?
No, well, besides an accent, yeah, he's good.
See, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying it's the national anthem.
Right.
Sing it one way.
Okay.
All other countries sing it one way, and they seem happier as a result.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, see, the thing is, the one thing I'll just say in quick response to Kim, I understand what she's saying. I totally buy the message of singing thing, not how you sing it. The thing about national anthem, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
True.
Our national
anthem.
It's pretty weird.
It is.
I mean,
it is strange.
It's kind of a wacky
song. It's out there. It's out there.
Especially, and everyone, I encourage you. I know, you know, we don't ask you to do things often on this show, especially things that require you to do things like read, you know, and stuff like that. But this is one thing. If you're interested, try to find the whole national anthem. The whole thing. It's a poem.
You know,
that was written.
Have you ever done this? I have, and I'm going to be honest with you, I have to disagree. Do
really?
Not look this up.
No.
And honestly, even for the part we sing, don't really follow the words.
No.
Just sing the song, because if you really start trying to analyze the national anthem, you will think our country is that much stupider than the rest of the world. And we're on a slippery slope right now with taxes and gas and the economy. I mean, this is... I got this agreement. I say, you know what? Just sing the song and shut up about it.
Sure. Sounds good.
You
sounds
know,
good.
Chop it up.
Yeah, actually. All right. I completely agree. Okay, very good.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Thank you for listening. And don't forget, you can find this podcast and all our podcasts at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Too Sexy Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrich. It's the Things That Matter.